Did you hear the good news? You don't have to run and hide. You can drop all your defenses. His arms are open wide. This is WCNO, Palm City, the good news station. Godfrey Electric is a fourth-generation, full-service electrical contractor serving St. Lucie, Martin, Palm Beach, and Broward counties. Godfrey Electric specializes in industrial, commercial, and residential electrical service work. Godfrey Electric, an underwriter of the WCNO Ministry, is available on the web at www.godfreyelectric.com or at 561-833-3753.
G4 Summer Camp is here. 10 weeks of Super Summer Camp has already started. Free breakfast and lunch. Drop off as early as 6:30 a.m. and pick up as late as 6 p.m. Huge AC game room, slime wars, water days, field trips, swimming, movies, bowling, parks, beaches, museums, cultural exhibits, laser tag, board games, video games, and much, much more. Every Friday, there is a fantastic theme party. G4 Summer Camp is located at 3891 Edwards Road in Fort Pierce, Florida, right in the heart of St. Lucie County. Easy access to I-95 and the Turnpike. 10 weeks of kid-tested fun has already begun. Space is still available, but limited. For registration or more information, the number is 772-464-1597. That number again is 772-464-1597. Ignite Your World Incorporated and Truth Church thanks Revelation, Paint, and Auto Body for their underwriting support of this program. Specializing in all types of bodywork, painting, from minor fender benders to complete body restoration. 44 years of paint and auto body experience. No vehicle too small or too big. From motorcycles to semis, we handle them all. Cars, trucks, buses, and tractors. Revelation Paint and Auto Body deals with all insurance companies. For estimating or questions, the office line is 772-467-9826. Jody will be right there to answer all your questions. Revelation Paint and Auto Body is located off US 1 across from the Farmers Market, 350 Dickerson Drive, Fort Pierce, Florida. Revelation Paint and Auto Body, where Jesus is Lord. Ignite Your World Incorporated, Truth Church, and all of its affiliate ministries thank Automotive Retention Services for their underwriting support of this program. Automotive Retention Services, with 25 years of experience, specialize in buying, selling, and trading cars, trucks, specialty technology. We can help anyone get exactly what they want. We consign vehicles and list on eBay. Located in Lake Park, Florida, off North Lake Boulevard, serving Martin, Palm Beach, and Broward County. For more information, we can be reached at extremevalueauto.com, or you can reach us at 561-201-6050. That number again is 561-201-6050.
Good morning. I'm Pastor Bob Tarvis, your host for the Revealing Truth radio broadcast. I want to invite you to listen in today as Pastor Jason Baumgartner takes us on a journey through God's Word that will reveal truths for our lives. John 8:32 says, "And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." Grab a pen and take some notes, and let the Holy Spirit reveal the Father's heart to you.
Somebody say zealous. He's a zealous God. That means, in Deuteronomy 4:24, it says that he's a consuming fire. That means that he is white hot with fire. That's what zealous means. What, somebody say white hot. White hot. That's the hottest fire you can have. He's zealous for you, amen? And he's a consuming fire. Consuming means that everything he is, and if it doesn't get caught up in what he is, it gets consumed and destroyed. He's a white-hot fire. You either get caught up in him or you get devoured. Come on now. Why? Because he's a consuming fire. Hezekiah says, the Lord thy God in the midst of thee is mighty. He will save. He will rejoice over thee with singing. Now, you know, that was written in, by, you know, the King James Elizabethan writers. You know, they were very proper people, the writers of his day. They were very dignified,
very old English.
And when they wrote that, these writers, they couldn't handle what they read in the Hebrew. So I thought the King James Version was the most accurate version of the Bible. No, it's not. It's the most King James Version in the Bible that you can get. And these Elizabethan writers, they wanted to write this part of the scripture with as much dignity as they could. And they just said, the Lord will sing over thee with rejoicing. Ha ha ha, praise the Lord. That's how they wrote it. Because that sounds dignified, don't it? He's singing, la la la, over me. And that sounds politically correct and socially correct. And the Lord will sing over thee with rejoicing. Well, how many of you can do that at a funeral home? You can sing over somebody in a coffin with that kind of rejoicing, right? Amen. But this is what it says in the Hebrew language. It says, the Lord is so madly in love with you that he will spin around violently. Spin around violently at the thought of what has happened in your life and the covenant that he has with you. God just goes to dancing violently in the presence of covenant people. Hallelujah. Isn't that amazing? Can you see that? Amen. He's a zealous God. A zealous God. Somebody shout this morning, my daddy loves me. Revelation 4, verse 8, John says, when I saw all the trouble that was going on in the churches, 5 out of 7 of these churches was in trouble. In chapter 2 and chapter 3, he was talking about all the churches in trouble. He said, but then I got over to chapter 4, and I saw a door open up in heaven. And there was a voice calling to me saying, come on up here, John. I got to show you a few things that are going to happen after this. How many know there's an after this? Somebody say after this. There's more to come. Come on, it will come to pass, and then there's more to come. There's always more to come. You say, how do you know? Because you're going to live forever. So there's always more to come. Amen? And John said this. He said, after the churches have failed, after they'd given up their first love, after they had welcomed Jezebel, after they've done away with all the people in the body that are serving, after they failed with materialism and they no longer let Jesus in, they just stood, let him stand at the door and just keep knocking, wouldn't let him in. John said, I saw a door in heaven and the door was open and the voice said, come up here, John. I'm going to still show you what's about to happen. And he said, when I looked, behold, I saw a throne and he that sat upon the throne was like the Son of God. And I heard angels singing, holy, holy, holy. Now that's a different perspective, isn't it? Come on now. Yeah, and sometimes we have a hard time understanding what that means. It's because when we sing holy, 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 we think in religious terms. We try to take what was traditional and culture, and we were taught in the church for so long that meant holy meant that you were poor. Be holy, you had to be poor. And the uglier you were, the holier you were. Come on. Don't wear no makeup. Don't fix your hair. There's people who still do that. I went to the homeschool conference a couple weeks ago in Orlando. I saw a whole group of holy people walking by. All you could see was their hands and their face. Everything else was covered. And there wasn't none of them smiling like somebody beat them in the face with a frying pan. I thought, man, look at them holy people. But it's because we try to take what's traditional and cultural, and we look at it on the outside through tradition, and we call it holy. We used to believe that. We used to believe that holiness was how you look, and if you got tattoos, and your hair is too long, or it's too short, or you ain't wearing the right clothes, or you got the wrong clothes on, or a woman's got makeup on, or she ain't got no makeup on, or she's got 2-minute piercing, or she ain't got enough piercing. Give me a break. Amen. Come on, please, give me a break. Jesus said, those very traditions are the thing that is keeping you from God. Those are the things that hold you back. And it's what makes you a hypocrite. It's right there in Mark chapter 7. You can go look at it. Go read it. He said, you praise God with your lips, but your heart is far from me. Do you really think angels are up around the throne room of God looking down from heaven at you going, well, she ain't got no makeup on. Yeah, she's got her hair all pulled back. She's just living a pure life. Holy, holy, holy. Can I just tell you, that's not what's going on. Amen. Holy means a cut above. Somebody say, cut above. Means a cut above and a cut beyond. You say, what are you saying, Pastor? I'm saying this. When they cried, holy, 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 they were saying, God, you are so far beyond anything we've ever been able to comprehend. You're so far above anything we've been able to ever understand. You're so far beyond anything we've ever been able to reach. You are holy, holy, holy. You cut above. God, the mere entrance of your presence in a church service takes my breath away. You're so holy. You're so beyond whatever I thought you could ever be. I can't comprehend it. You're holy. That's why it says holy on the cover of your Bible. It means that your Bible, it just isn't a holy Bible. It's just so we can just look at it and go, oh, that's holy. No, holy means a cut above. It's a book that's a cut above every other book that's ever been written. That's why it's called the Holy Bible. Amen. Somebody say it's just not any book. Don't even compare it to a Quran. Please don't. Because there ain't nothing holy about a Quran. That is a book full of devils and wicked spirits. I can say that. We're in church. Oh, Jesus. If you're Muslim, I'm not going to apologize. I want to introduce you to somebody that can change your life. Listen, folks, when you deal with holiness, you're talking about an intrinsic passion. It's beyond anything that we can comprehend. It's a passion that far outweighs our understanding because it's connected to something that we cannot comprehend completely. You know, it's so far removed from our understanding that it requires faith, that we have to be so passionate but driven by our faith. Amen? Pastor, you used to make it sound like we just need to let our passions run wild. That just sounds so sinful. No, that's not what I'm saying. Watch this. Listen to this. Sin is not the release of passion. Let me try that again. Sin is not the release of passion. Sin is the abuse of passion. Big difference, amen? Amen. Sin is the abuse of passion. It's not the release of passion.
And now we're going to take a break from the message. We will be rejoining Pastor Jason in just a moment. But first, I want to take this opportunity to tell you about Truth Church. Truth Church is located in the heart of St. Lucie County at 3891 Edwards Road in Fort Pierce. Our Sunday worship service starts at 10 a.m. Truth Church is a non-denominational Pentecostal church that has been serving our community for the last 2 years. There's a ministry for the whole family at Truth Church, whether it's our monthly senior meetings, children's church, or youth group. There's something for everyone. We've been experiencing a powerful move of God in our services, and we would love for you to come and visit with us. If you're new to the area or you're looking for a home church, we invite you to come and join us. First, you will be our guest, and then you will be our family. Truth Church, a place for the whole family.
I'm praising under open skies, everything breathing, praising God.
How many know when Mel Gibson titled his movie The Passion of the Christ, it's because Jesus was so madly in love with you that his passion drove him to a place of obedience that he went to a cross and died a gruesome death because he was so passionate for you. That's why we don't call it Easter week, we call it Passion Week. It was an intense desire to give up his life for you. It drove him to obedience. Come on now. Amen. That's exactly what the word means, passion. It's an intense desire that motivates one to act. An intense desire that motivates one to act. When John wrote to the church in Ephesus, he said, you've lost your first love. You've lost your first love. He didn't mean that they backslid to the point where they didn't follow God and they had idols in their life. That's not what he was talking about. He was saying, you're no longer doing what you do out of an intense desire. You're just doing it. You're just going through the motions. Listen, ladies and gentlemen, we tend to think that we lose our passion for the things of God because we get our attention on something else. So we think the enemy of our passion is idolatry. But the enemy of our passion is not idolatry. Listen to me very closely. The enemy of our passion is apathy. It's the settling in. Apathy. Everybody say apathy. It's when we no longer worship God out of an intense desire that's just flowing up out of that river that bubbles up out of us. I now do it because it's a duty or a call. Because it's expected. Well, I'm in church. I better lift my hand. That country fried steak I had last night sure was good. Yes, Lord, it was good. That gravy too, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Oh, they got everybody done singing. Come on. We lose it. We lose that intense desire. We begin to do things out of a duty or a call. I no longer preach the gospel because I'm excited about the life of God that flows through me. I don't get up and come to church because I can't wait to get there to see what God's going to do in the service. I get up and come to church because I don't want nobody to think I'm a heathen. And if I ain't there, I told him I was going to be there last Sunday. I didn't come, and then I told him I was going to be there this Sunday, and I ain't making it. I better show up next week. He's going to think I'm a liar. Come on now. What would people think? If what people will think is motivating you to come to church, listen to me very carefully. We need to spend some time in prayer together. Because there's an intense desire in your heart. There's a flame that's starting to die out and a passion for God that's beginning to fade. I hope you're hearing me today. Because anything that we do in the kingdom of God that is not caused by the power of the Holy Spirit busting out of us with a passion for the Lord becomes apathetic. It becomes apathetic. And this is what Isaiah the prophet had to say about that. He said, it's really just false worship. It's really just hypocrisy. It's really just the doctrines of men and traditions. It's just your way to try to get the job done instead of his way of getting the job done. Jesus quoted Isaiah in Matthew 15 when he said, these people draw near to me with their mouth and they honor me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. And in vain they worship me, teaching as doctrines the commandments of men. There has to be an intense desire that comes up out of me if we're really going to be a people of God. There has to be a passion-driven thing if we're really going to realize that God has purposed us to a destiny that goes far beyond what we understand. Crazy. And not doing it so we get noticed. Not doing it so we'll even get loved. We're not doing it for approval. We're doing it because we love God. Amen? Amen. We do it because we love it. We love it. We're passionate for the things of the Lord. I've shared this before in another sermon, but how many of you know that the ministry was never meant to be run by professionals? You say, what are you talking about? Jesus didn't hire one professional. You say, well, what about Matthew the tax collector? Well, really, back then, he wasn't considered professional. He was considered a scumbag. You say, well, we consider that. No, I ain't going there. But it wasn't meant to be run by professionals. Can I just submit to you that no matter how learned we become and no matter how much we grow in the Lord, can I just say that we all need to remain amateurs? But God's really just called us to be amateurs. How many know the difference between an amateur and a professional? Is that an amateur does it for the love of it. Amateur just does it for the love of it. They just love to do it. They don't want to be paid. They don't want to make it their career. They just want to do it because they love it. An amateur doesn't play for prize money. They play for the love of the game. And being an amateur doesn't mean that you're immature. Doesn't mean that you're less than. Doesn't mean that you have a lack of skill or a lack of excellence. Being an amateur means that you just love doing it. You just love doing it. Have you ever heard of Bobby Jones? One of the greatest golfers in the world. Never did become a professional. Won 13 PGA championships. Played in over 30 of them. Never took the prize money. And now today, one of the most prestigious part of the Big Four, the Masters in Augusta, is a golf course that he designed in his honor. One of the greatest golfers in the world. Amateur. Come on, amen. May we never become professional worshipers. May we never become professional preachers. May we never become professional prophets. Come on, somebody, help me this morning. May we never become professional church members, where we go to church to get a reward, where we go to church to get our hand patted on our back, and we show up to get blessings so we can get what we need to get and get out. Come on, amen. But we get to church because we love it. We read the word because we love it. We spend time with God because we love him. We pray because we love him. Come on, somebody. We move into a place where we say, Lord, I'm so passionate about this life that you've given me, and I'm just so passionate about the relationship that we have. And Lord, if I don't even get anything from this message Pastor Jason is doing today, I'm just so glad to be here in your presence. And Lord, if even I don't get anything out of the worship service and I think the music was boring, Lord, I'm still going to come through your gates with praise in my heart and thanksgiving on my lips. I'm still going to dwell in the courts of praise. I'm still going to show up, and I'm just going to be thankful, God, because I love you. Amen. I love you, Lord. And bless your holy name. Come on, somebody. Amen. I say it's time to get bold. Amen. And stop running around acting like we're Christian victims all the time. Come on, we got a very Christian-centered victim mentality in the church today. All you hear anymore is, well, they're taking our rights away. Obama, the Senate, the courts. Pretty soon we ain't going to be even allowed to have church. And it's the spirit of the Antichrist. Well, can I just ask you a question? Who told you you had any rights in the first place? Because I seem to remember when I asked Jesus in my heart, I said, Lord, I give it all to you. How many know all includes your rights? Includes yourself. What you think and what you feel. God, take my life and use it. Didn't you pray that? Jesus, come into my heart. Make me yours. I want to belong to you. I want your will. I want your purposes for my life. I don't want Jason's purposes for his life. God, take me and use me. I mean, when you did that, you give up all your rights. You ain't got no reason to be a victim ever. I don't care if you're in a prison in China in a hole in the ground. You still got a reason to rejoice. Come on, amen. Oh, Jesus. It's getting real quiet now. Talking about prison in China, everybody gets quiet. Help us, Lord. Listen, our mandate from the Lord is to give the testimony of the Lord. It doesn't matter if they receive it or not. Ain't up to you if they receive it or not. Come on, it's just that you need to give it, amen? Just give it away. Just talk about Jesus. Just give the message away. Just tell people about Jesus, amen? How many know Jesus wasn't wimpy? Jesus was not a wimp. He was very tender to the unfortunate. And he was very welcoming to people that would seek him, that were honest, that came to him. He would welcome them in and teach them and love on them and instruct them, amen? But how many know Jesus insulted the local clergy? Come on, amen. He insulted them and never blinked. And he didn't take it back. And he never apologized. He never went back to them and said, will you please forgive me for calling you a whitewashed tomb? He didn't. He stated it as a fact and left it that way, Jack. Come on now, amen. Jesus never walked up to a Pharisee and said, my dear friend. What he did. Oh, come on, somebody help me. He looked at some of them and he said, you are whitewashed tombstones. You are full of dead man's bones. You're full of death. I mean, that wasn't sinker sensitive. And it wasn't politically correct. I mean, Jesus was so bold that he called the king of his day, King Herod, he called him an old fox. That's equivalent to a few cuss words that we use today. Come on now. You old fox, he said. That's an insult. Jesus didn't even hesitate. And you know what else? Jesus was passionate. He was a very passionate man. We got this image of Jesus walking around with glowing robes on and a halo on his head for some reason. And he's just kind of floating through the little villages of Galilee, touching people and healing them. And come on, that wasn't how he was. Jesus was a fun man, a fun guy. He had a good time. Jesus was, if you read your Bible, you'll find out that Jesus wasn't even afraid to go to a party. Amen. It's in the book. I ain't making it up. He'd show up at a party right in the middle of all the eating and drinking. Jesus would show up right there and he'd sit down and make himself comfortable. What's going on, guys? Oh, y'all getting quiet. Some of y'all come out of the Baptist church and going, what is he talking about? I'm telling you the truth. Amen. The Bible says he was so much of a party goer that people would call him a glutton and a wine bibber. He just sits around and eats fat food and drinks wine. Not Jesus. Yeah, Jesus.
Thank you for joining us today for the Revealing Truth with Pastor Jason Baumgartner. We hope you will tune in again each day, Monday through Friday, right here on WCNO 89.9 FM. To obtain your copy of this week's message, please send your check for $5 for shipping and handling to 3891 Edwards Road, Fort Pierce, Florida, 34981. To pay by phone or simply make a love gift, you can call 772-461-8555. That number again is 772-461-8555. For more exciting information on our church, service times, and directions, you can check us out on the web at igniteyourworld.com. This has been the Revealing Truth with Pastor Jason Baumgartner, and I'm your host, Bob Tarbis. See you next time on the Revealing Truth. Revealing Truth and Ignite Your World Incorporated thanks Joey's Cafe for their underwriting support of this week's broadcast. Joey's Cafe is a family-owned and operated breakfast, lunch, and dinner experience specializing in affordable home-cooked meals. Joey's Cafe is located at 6650 South Highway 1, St. Lucie Square Plaza, a mile and a half north of Prima Vista Boulevard. Golden Rule Academy K-12 Private Christian School. As parents, you want to make the best choice to empower your child to succeed. At Golden Rule Academy, we have the same goal. Let us help you educate and inspire your children to dream big. We offer accelerated curriculum, reasonable class sizes, caring and involved instructors, as well as art, music, physical ed, tutoring, and extracurricular music lessons, and of course, sports programs including high school football. Our mission is to build confidence and to teach a love for learning. Golden Rule Academy is now enrolling for the 2012-2013 school year. Space is limited and scholarships are available for qualifying students. You can reach our office at 772-464-1597. That number again is 772-464-1597.
Ignite Your World Ministries, Truth Church, and all its affiliate ministries thanks Destiny Network and Bishop Tony Miller. Destiny Network International exists to serve pastors, local churches, and ministry leaders that make up Destiny Network International. For more information on joining the Destiny Network, go to www.destinynetwork.org.
Charles Stanley recalls how his mom taught him to trust God in hard times.
And I can remember how many times she and I would get out of the bed and pray. And being a kid, I was a little frightened. So, Mom, what are we going to do? Here's what she'd say. We're going to trust God. We're just going to trust God. I didn't have any idea exactly oftentimes what that meant or how that would happen. And listen, over and over and over again, I saw God meet need after need. In my ear still rings. We're just going to trust God. We're just going to trust God. We're just going to trust God. You know what she was doing? She was passing on to me by her lifestyle, by her difficulty, by her hardship, her trials, and the way she responded to them, she was passing on to me this message. You trust God no matter what. You trust God when you can't see your way clear. You trust Him when everything looks dark. You trust Him.
Charles Stanley on In Touch, teaching from a lifetime of walking with God.
In Touch is heard at 8:05 a.m. and p.m. Monday through Friday here on WCNO.
Good news and shoes. It's Jesus in the everyday, me and you. The good news and shoes.
This is the Good News Station, WCNO. Good news. Palm City.
Welcome to Family Matters, a daily look inside the real world of parents and their children.